I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Serbia today officially apologized for the 1995 massacre of thousands of Bosnian Muslims in Srebrenica. The Serbian parliament issued a resolution expressing sympathy for the victims and apologizing for not doing enough to prevent the killings. The measure stopped short of calling the massacre genocide. And the debate in Belgrade highlighted just how divided Serbs remain over the atrocities committed during the wars that tore the former Yugoslavia apart. Serbian journalist Liliana Smilovic is in Belgrade. What is your reaction, Liliana, to this news?
Well, I watched 13 hours of parliamentary debate yesterday, and I came out feeling that this was not exactly the sincere apology that the government pretended it would be.
Why was it not sincere?
First of all, there was the deal breaker was the word genocide. Part of the ruling coalition wanted to say this was a genocide in Srebrenica. The other part of the ruling coalition said if you use the word genocide, the word that the World Court in The Hague used, then we cannot vote for your resolution. So there was this compromise, this phrase that was used that we are sorry for the crime that happened, according to the resolution of the International Court of Justice in The Hague. So this was a lame compromise that indicated that sincerity was not in the apology and that this was something that was being done to curry favor with people in Brussels, with people in The Hague, but that it was not exactly a sincere apology. Also, the opposition members also came off pretty awful. They were simply apologists for a war crime, and the government people sounded like opportunists. So altogether, there was nothing to feel proud of if you were a Serbian citizen.
And what has the press coverage been like there regarding this resolution, this apology?
The press has noted that the government was successful in pushing through the measure. However, there's already speculation that the Bosnian Muslims are not entirely satisfied with this half-hearted apology, and that without the capture and arrest of Ratko Mladic, the military leader of the Bosnian Serbs, who was in charge of the Srebrenica campaign and who is responsible for what happened to Muslim men and boys in Srebrenica, that he has not yet been captured. So the press is pointing out that this is not going to be enough, that Mladic has to be apprehended, and that the West, which Belgrade is trying to impress with this measure, is going to remain apprehensive and suspicious until Ratko Mladic has been arrested.
So if Bosnian Muslims are dissatisfied with this apology and Ratko Mladic, who essentially engineered the horrors at Srebrenica, is still at large, I mean, what difference will the apology make? Will it lead to any reconciliation between different ethnic groups?
It should make some difference because Boris Tadic, the president of Serbia, is the only leader in this part who has had the courage to apologize to others. And this has taken some personal courage on his side. So in a way, Serbia has distinguished itself after all, because other nations in the former Yugoslavia have not yet found it in themselves to apologize for crimes committed against other groups.
Is there, Liliana, a culture of apologizing in the Balkans, or is the norm to hold a grudge?
There is no culture of apologizing. This apology is seen as something that's being imported from the Western culture. And I would say that there's almost a mini culture of phony apologies where people apologize by saying, well, if I have offended you, I apologize, which really stops short from taking responsibility. And this is exactly the kind of apology that Serbia has tried to adopt today. It means we're sorry if we offended you, but we don't really think that it was our fault and we're not quite willing to take responsibility for what happened, but we want to look good.
Journalist Liliana Smilovic, we'll leave it there. You're the president of the Journalists Association of Serbia. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.